The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nozir Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, Miyayin v'shecher yazir. We learn from the pasuk of Yayin v'shecher yazir, Miboyele lesser Yayin mitzvah ki Yayin horishus, that the Nozir is osir in Yayin shel mitzvah, the same way he's also in Yayin Shal Rishus. Frek the Gemara Maihi. What is Yayin Shal Mitzvah? Kedusha v'Avdalta, the wine of Kiddush, and the wine of Avdalah. Hare Mushba v'Oymed Olov Mehar Sinai. Tosfos learns our Gemara that when the Gemara says Hare Mushba v'Oymed Olov Mehar Sinai, the Gemara means to ask the Loshon Bitmia. How could you consider Yayin Shal Kiddush and Yayin V'Havdolah to be Yayin Shal Mitzvah? It's not a Daraisa. As if it would say, Harei Mushba V'Oymed Olov Mehar Sinai. Is then a person Mushba to go ahead and to drink wine for Kiddush and wine for Havdolah Mehar Sinai? Tosis is of the opinion of, as well as the Shita of Rav Yishayim, the Yayin of Kiddush and Yayin of Havdolah is not a deraisa, even though we learn from Apostle Zohar Shem HaShavas Lakachai, a mitzvah say deraisa, to be mazkir dvorim, betchilas HaShavas, which mentioned the Kedushas HaYoyim, vehevdeloi mishar yom shalafona v'shala achrof, that a person is mechuyif on Friday night, beknisis HaShavas, to say, bepeh, that tonight is Shabbos, and Shabbos is Muvdal, Likadusha, from the days before the days after it. But Shit Satesis, which is the Shit of the Rambam and most Rishayim, is that Kiddush, Dvarim, although it's the Raisa, one does not have to say it Alakais, and one does not have to say it to Rokum Suda. The halacha of Kiddush al HaKais, or the halacha of Kiddush al-Kiddush Mokum Suda, so those halacha Taisus learns are Eder Abaram, which likewise is the Shita of the Rambam, quoted in the Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Ayin Alf. And therefore, the Gemara Sarei Mushru V'Eved Alav Me'ar Sinai, what the Gemara means to ask is, that cannot be the case of Yayin Shal Mitzvah, because Yayin of Kiddush and Yayin of Havdalah is not Eda Raisa, it is not Mushba V'Oymed Olav Me'ar Sinai. Rashi, on the other hand, or the Mefarish, explains just the opposites. Hare Mushba V'Oymed Olav Me'ar Sinai frects the Gemara that Yayin Kiddush and Yayin Havdalah cannot be what the Gemara is referring to when we say that a Nazir is Osir and Yayin Shal Mitzvah, Yayin Shal Rishus. Just the opposite. Kiddush v'Avdolah is a deraisa. It's a deraisa that it should be said al hayayin, and therefore even a nazir can make kiddush v'Avdolah on yayin, because the nazirus cannot possibly knock out the yayin of kiddush v'Avdolah, since the yayin of kiddush v'Avdolah is mushra v'oymer lo b'har sinai. So therefore, when we say that a nazir is osir in yayin shal mitzvah ki yayin shal rishus, we are not referring to the yayin of kiddush and avdolah, because a nazir is mutter in the yayin of kiddush and avdolah. Hanigei elonu is that this Rashi is a new shita in Hilchas Kiddush. The Be'er Halacha, in the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, quotes the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham quotes the Rama, that Kiddush, although Kiddush is the Raisa, the Kiddush al HaKais, and Kiddush from Makom Suda is not a Raisa. Zok the Be'er Halacha, Hine Kiddush HaYayim Mitzvah Sei Raisa L'Chol HaPaiskan. The Kiddush itself is a Raisa, that all the Paiskan agree. Mimadich Siv, Zochar Shem HaShabbos L'Kachek. The Kos of HaRambam, Perik Choftes Milcha Shabbos, Da Mitzvah Asei Nucha L'Kayim, the Mitzvah Asei One Kiyum L'Kayim, B'Zechiras Shvochei Shol Yoyim, one mentions the Shevach of the Yoyim HaShabbos, the Kiddushay. And this that we're Mekadosh, Alakais, is just a Derabbanan. The Magen Avraham says that according to this Rambam, which the Magen Avraham passes like the Rambam, one is already yet to the mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa by davening Friday night. In Tefillah, one is already mazgir the Shevach of Yom HaShabbos and Kedushasai Vehevdeloi Mishar Yomim, and therefore one is Mekayim Kiddush the Araisa with davening on Friday night. Rabbi Kvega brings that there are Rishonim who argue on this Magen Avraham and who argue on the Rambam. In the Ran in Masechet Shabbos, as well as the Rashba in Masechet Shabbos, when the Gemara discusses if a person only has enough money for Ner Chanukah or Ner Beisai, he only has enough money to buy one Ner. So the halacha is that one buys a Ner Shabbos before one buys a Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah v'ner Beisai, Ner Beisai Odif Mishum Shalom Beisai. So the Gemara says like this, Boi Rava, Ner Chanukah v'kiddush hayin, if a person can only has money to buy either a Ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush, Eze Mehem Odif, which one is more important? Do we say that Kiddush is Odif because it's Tadir? Or do we say that Ner Chanukah is Odif because of Pesumei Nisa? The maskana of the Gemara is that Ner Chanukah comes first because of Pesumei Nisa. So if one has a choice to buy wine for Kiddush or Ner Chanukah, wine for Kiddush Ner Chanukah, so he buys a Ner Chanukah. So the Ran and the Rashba ask the kasha, Hechi dechinan Kiddush hayayim deraisa mishum Ner Beisai v'Ner Chanukah. L'chayra, Kiddush is a deraisa, and Ner Chanukah is derabanan. How could a derabanan, even if it's such an important derabanan, a derabanan which is pursuing Nisa, how could that push away a mitzvah deraisa? And so you would expect that the answer is that, what do you mean? It's true that Kiddush is deraisa, but Kiddush, one could just daven ma'ariv, and with that he'll be yotzi yedei Kiddush. However, and that's l'chayra the way the Rambam would answer this kasha. However, the Ran and the Rashba answer like this. The Ran and the Rashba say, look, that even though the Gemara is clearing Ner Chanukah versus Yayin for Kiddush, that's pasha that the person has a suda Shabbos. Chala, bread for Shabbos, zicha comes first. So, and for the Ran, and for the Rashba, he's not going to be doicha Kiddush, because Kiddush, he could say on the pass. Since that's poshet, that pass comes first, the whole shayla of Ner Chanukah, the Kiddush Hayom, wine versus Ner Chanukah, is only for somebody who already has pass. So therefore, he can go ahead, he can make Kiddush on pass, and since he can go ahead and make Kiddush on pass, so therefore, he'll be Mekayim the Dereisa. The shayla is the Pursuman Nisa better, or is this halacha that Yayin is min ha-muvchar, zochreyo al Yayin b'knisosay? Al kolponim, you see from the Ran and the Rashba, that even though one says Kiddush Dvarim ba'alma, he's still not yotzei deraisa unless he makes it on a chefetz, either on Yayin or on Pas. Rabbi Kiv Ege brings a Shitas HaRosh in Misarvei Pesachim, where the Rosh says a Kiddush Makom Suda is a deraisa, and Rabbeinu Yoina says clearly that one cannot be yotzei mitzvahs Kiddush deraisa by just davening. One has to say, presumably, our Nusach of Kiddush, seemingly also Al HaKos or on Lechem. Al Kopon Rabbi Kiva Eger says that although the Magen Avraham seems to be Seisim, that, like the Shitas HaRambam, that Kiddush Dvarim itself is Daraisa. However, the Ari Shadim will argue. We have a Ran and a Rashba holds that Kiddush on a Chafetz is Daraisa. Not Yayin and Challah exactly the same. And we have a Rosh which holds that Kiddush Mokum Suda is Daraisa. And we have a Rabbeinu Yoina who holds that our Nusach of Kiddush must be said the way we know it in order to our Kiddush ceremony, so to say, Ala Yayin or Ala Pas, Al Kapalim Zichanat Meiriv, has to be said in order for a person to be Yetzah the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa. We have these four Rishayim. We have a fifth Rishon, which is our Rashi Mefarish in Nozer, and really it's different than the Rad and the Rashba, because the Rad and the Rashba learn up that Kiddush on a Chayfetz is the Reisa. However, it doesn't make a difference Yayin or Pas. Ma'ashein Kein, according to Mefarish, Kiddush al Hayayin Dafka seems to be the Reisa, and Zuchrei al Hayayin is not Asmach, it's Me'ikra Adin, and according to the Mefarish, you have to know how b'chlal could one make kiddush on pass? After aloch shulchan aruch, then one can make kiddush on pass. When one can make kiddush on pass, and it seems even if he does have yayin, if it's rifta chavivale, we hold la halacha that one could make kiddush on pass. Al kopanim, you have to say that that is not like this Rashi that we have in our sugya. But al kopanim, that's the seder of the rishayim. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger, by bringing more Rishayim who hold that one cannot be Yotze Kiddush B'Tfilah, really, it's very relevant to the famous Machlokes between the Dogma Revolva and Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Rosh in Masechtas Brocha says that there is no Arvus for Noshim. The Dogma Revolva understands that this halacha, that there is no arvus for noshim, is referring to not only mitzvahs which noshim are not mechuyevin, that even mitzvahs which noshim are mechuyevin, men do not have a teiras harevus for the noshim to mekayim those mitzvahs. And therefore, the Dogma Revolva says, or before we get to the Dogma Revolva, if one holds that there is no arvus for noshim, so then, if one was already yotze a mitzvah, he would not be able to be mitzi somebody else with Shemaya Ka'ina. The parasha of Yotza Mitzi, the parasha of Shemaya Ka'ina, needs arvus. Even though I was already yotze the mitzvah, but if you were not yotze the mitzvah, I could repeat Kiddush and make a Shemaya Ka'ina in order for you to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. The concept of Yotza Maitzi, Shemaya Ka'ina, is because of Arvus. Since Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazeh, so therefore I'm responsible for your Kiddush, I'm responsible for your Mikra Megillah, I'm responsible for your Tekiyas Shefer, so therefore I could go ahead and do the mitzvah for you, even though I was already Yotze, and my Kriyas HaMegillah, my Kiddush has a Shem Kiddush, because of the Kayach of Arvus, and therefore I could be Meitzi you, even though I was already Yotze. The Dogma Revolva Tainus, that according to the Magen Avraham, who says that one can be Yotze Kiddush with davening Ma'ariv in Shul Friday nights, L'chayr, every Friday night we could have a halachic problem. The husband was already Yotze Kiddush D'Araisa in Shul. The wife, who has not davened Ma'ariv, has not yet been Yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. Since she has not yet been Yotze mitzvah of Kiddush, the husband who has already been Yotze can only be Meitzi her with the principle of Yotze Meitzi, which needs Arvus. If that's true, if we hold Ein Arvus Kenoshim, so the Dogma Revolva asks, how does a husband who daven Ma'ariv, how is he Meitzi his wife in Kiddush on Friday nights? Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees in the Dogma Revolva, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that this that we say in Arvus L'Noshim, the Rosh is referring to a case where it's a mitzvah which a woman is pata from. And Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say that it's not a chiluk between men and women, but rather Arvus only applies to a mitzvah in which one is mechuyev. If one is not mechuyev in a mitzvah, for example, a cherish and tekiyas shefer, there also is no Arvus, because since somebody is potter for a mitzvah, he's not an ori for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Since women are mechuyev in Kiddush Friday night like men, so therefore Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there is arvus l'noshim, and even if the husband was yotze Kiddush in Shul with davening Ma'ariv, he could go ahead and be meitzi his wife, because there is arvus l'noshim on mitzvahs that they are mechuyev in, and even if the husband was already yotze midaraisa, he could still be meitzi his wife, who has not yet been yotze, because of the principle of arvus. Now, there are two other ha'aras on this Dogma Revolva. The first ha'ara, which the Be'er Halacha discusses by Arichas, which is really the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, which the Minchas Chinuch asks, how is one yotze kiddush in shul by davening, if the halacha is, the Gemara says, that one has to be Mazkir Yitzis Mitzrayim in davening, sorry, in Kiddush. And our Nusach of Tefillah, he brings a Nusach from the Rashbam. The Rashbam had a Nusach in his Friday night Tefillah. He said Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. And our Nusach of Tefillah is not Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. And the Nechatzchelach asks, how could we say the husband was Yetza in davening if he did not mention Tzias Mitzrayim? He's assuming that mentioning Tzias Mitzrayim is also a Tnai Midoraisa. But besides putting that aside for a minute, and the Bir Halacha discusses various Eifadim, how maybe one could be Yetza. Maybe one could be Soymach on Metzias Mitzrayim, he said before Shmona Esrei, even though he didn't say Shabbos is Eichel Metzias Mitzrayim. He brings the Nusach of the Kolbei, who said Zeichel Ma'is Breishas Uli Metzias Mitzrayim. But I'll call upon him another tzad to be Mekel on this Shaila, is that we also have a whole Pekel of Rishayim who hold that Kiddush ala Kais and Kiddush ala Mokum Suda is a Deraisa, and therefore, although we have a Machlois in the Dogam Revolva and Rebbe Kiva Eger, what's Negea to the Arvus Lenoshim, but we also have a Sfek Sveka Lekula, because we have many Rishayim, the Ran, the Rajva, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yoina, and this Rashi / Mefarish and Nazir, who say that Kiddush al Hayayin or al Akais or Mokum Suda is a Deraisa. The emphasis is that the Arachroinim who say that this Rashi was not written by Rashi and this was a Talmud Tayyu put in. But al Kopanim we zicha every Shainim who holds that Kiddush al Akais and Kiddush Mokum Suda is a Deraisa. I just wanted to conclude with one more fascinating Nikuda. The Bi'ur Halacha discusses over here, Ba'arichas Gadol, what happens if we have an Isha. And again, we're going back to the time when the woman did not really know how to read. And she was home with a katan. The husband, father, was out of town. And he was home with a katan. Now, if the katan is going to make Kiddush to Maitzi his mother, so that's going to be a problem. Because the katan is not mechuyev in Kiddush Midaraisa, the woman is, and therefore, how could he be mitzi his mother? The etza might be that the child will say Kiddush, and the mother will say along with the child, mila b'mila. The problem with that is especially in the dachkus of pre-war Europe, the only cup of wine was being held by the katan. Since the katan was holding the wine, can this woman's kiddush al hayayin, so to say, key in to yayin, which is biyad chaveri? If she's not holding the cup, if somebody else is holding the case of yayin, could she have in mind that I'm making kiddush on the yayin that somebody else is holding, and therefore, that would be considered to be a Kiddush al Hakais. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger names on that it cannot be done. That if somebody else is holding the Kais, and you want to key in on their Kais, so then, in that case, one that is not considered to be Kiddush al Hakais, it's their Kais, and you do not have the ability to go ahead and to key in to a Kais, which is Biyad Chaveri. However, the Melacha brings a Shari Tshuva in Siman Reish Tzad Nivov, B'Shem Ha'Goyes Yesh Neichlim, which argues. And he says like this, that I'm not sure exactly why this was done, but apparently it seems that there was a minig that for Havdalah, the Shliach Tzi would make Havdalah to the Meitzi of the Olam. The Shliach Tzi would hold the case. The Shliach Tzibur would make the Bari Pregofen, everybody would listen to the Shliach Tzibur's Bari Pregofen, and then the Olam would have in mind to be Yetzo with that case, and the Birchas Hamavdil, the Olam would say along with the Shliach Tzibur. Every individual would go ahead and say the Birchas Hamavdil along with the Shliach Tzibur, and that's how they would make Havdalah. The Hagofen, they'd be Yetzo Shmeh Ka'ilu with the Shliach Tzibur, and the Birchas HaMavdol they would say by themselves. The Shari Tshuva brings the Shem HaGoyes Yesh Neichlim that this works. that this works, that one could go ahead and have in mind a kais sheviyad chaveri. However, Kivega argues, and he says, if the kais, someone else is holding the kais, then that would not be considered to be kiddush al kais for you. There actually, someone once posed a shayla that they were buying like a Shabbos Shabbos Brachas, and somebody was making kiddush for the entire olam. And what happened was, is that the Mekadesh would make kiddush. He said, yeah, my shishi. He made the Beri Pri HaGafen, and then in the middle of the Beri Pri HaGafen, in the middle of the Birchas HaKiddush, so the children started screaming, and there was a lot of noise in the room, and the person felt he was unable to properly hear the Mekadesh. So what he did was he quickly said, he took out a venture, and he said the Bracha, the Kiddush Bracha, having in mind the Kais which was in the Mekadesh's hands. And this was Mamash our Shaila. According to the Sefer, Yesh Neichlem, he could be Yetzi Kiddush like that. According to Rekiva Eger and the Tayyar Shalom, he cannot. And therefore, depending on whether we hold Kiddush ala Kais, is it the Reis of the Rabbanon, would depend on whether he was Yetzi, we say Safik the Rabbanon Makula, or do we say that Safik the Reis of the Chumra, and La Halacha, he definitely should hear Kiddush over from somebody who has not yet made Kiddush. One of the rayas that the Shari Tshuva brings to the Yesh Neichlem is from a fascinating Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi. In Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi reports a story where there was a Nazir, and the Chacham Tzvi writes that he was by a Sudas Mitzvah, and by the Sudas Mitzvah there was a Shliach from Eretz Yisrael, and this Shliach from Eretz Yisrael was a Nazir. And since they were mechaved the guest to bench, as one is mechaved an oreach to bench, and sure they mechaved the guest to bench, and since he was a nozer, he's now able to pick up wine. He asked the fellow next to him to go ahead and to pick up the kais. The fellow sitting next to the nozer picks up the kais, and the nozer Shimshon from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Rabbi Yisrael Velo mentioned he benched on that kais, and after Birchas Hamazon, the other person made the Beri Pri HaGafen and he drank the Kais Shel Birchas Hamazon. The Nozer didn't hold the Kais. The Nozer did not make the Beri Pri HaGafen. And however, the Nozer benched on a Kais that somebody else was holding. And the Chacham Tzvi over there has three problems with the story. First of all, the Chacham Tzvi said that it's Zichan al Chathchila. The Chathchila one is supposed to hold the Kais. There's Gantz Halachas. Then he puts it into his right. There are ganz halachas of holding the kais and zichan al chatchila not to be holding the kais. Second of all, Chacham Tzvi says that since nozer was a nozer shimshon in this case, and therefore he'll never be able to drink wine, so it could be his ena mechuyev bedavar was the get to kiddush al kais. And finally, he says that the Mevorech, the one who's benching, has to take the Beri Pri HaGafen, because it's the Beri Pri HaGafen which shafts the Bracha al HaKais, and if a different person makes the Beri Pri HaGafen, so that would be a problem. Those are the Chacham Tzvi's three times. Al Kol Panim, Zokta Shari Tshuva, you see that the fact that the Kais was Biyad Chaveri did not bother the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi's only problem was in the Lechatchila Shabbai. The Lechatchila, he's supposed to pick up the Kais, not supposed to put on the table. The Chacham Tzvi understood that the kais in the other fellow's hands had the same halacha of it be sitting in the table b'fanav. And since he had the same halacha of sitting on the table b'fanav, al koponim, you see that biyad chaveiro is not gara. Everyone agrees that even though the chatilish bring up the kais, but the kais is standing in front of you on the table and you have the zin in that kais, that's called ala kais. So memela, the chatsi didn't have a problem with the fact that the kais was biyad, the nozer's kais was biyad this acher, and therefore, the Shari Tshuva says that this is a raya to the Tshuva's Yesh Neichlem. The Emes, I was thinking that could be this raya, could be deicha. Because it's very cholok between the case of the Shliach Tzibur and the Katan and the case of the Chacham Tzvi. In the case of the Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur is being adol for himself and everybody wants to listen. So it's his case. Maybe I can't shtel tzu, so yen is a case, it's somebody else's case. When the Katan is making kiddush for himself, his mother, according to Rabbi Kiv Eger, cannot shtel tzu to his kais. Ma'ashenken over here, where the acher was holding it for the nazir, the fact that it's physically in somebody else's hands, maybe that's not the problem. Maybe the problem is that on a kesha bracha which somebody else is using, I can't. It's his kesha bracha, not my kesha bracha. But it's not physically that it's in his hands. The Shari Tshuva Baisai held that the problem was that it's physically in his hands. But since it's physically in his hands, so therefore that's called Yad Chaveri. So even if the fellow was holding it for the nazir, it's still called the kesh Yad Chaveri. Masha Enke and Lachayrik and Mechala can say that over there he was holding it for the nazir. Since he's holding for the nazir, it's the nazir's case. Ma'ashenke, in the case of Rukiva Eger, or the case of the Shari Tshuva, where somebody else was holding the case for themselves, so over there could be somebody else can catch Daltsu to that case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.